clarify what you're saying.
Yes, I strength, you know.
No, serious thing. We here ball hit and the great giving thanks for the ability to give thanks. Give thanks for everyone who tuned in, supporting the thing from those times. So now, if you get free time, make sure you check out Tune for the One, our Tarshi Black Liberation Cry. Link right there, also in the description. And also, make sure you visit ConsciousTea.com for your cultural apparel. All right. Today is a very important topic, and those listening, hopefully, they do benefit. We're speaking about habits, the importance of a switch in certain behaviors. And if you change the habits that you have, you definitely could change your life, you know? And if I want to start off with one habit, many people suffer from, I'm not saying everyone suffers from it, but a lot of people suffer from it, and I suffer from it at one time, is the habit of doubt. Terrible habit, because doubt is a habit, right? A lot of times, what happens is that people really, they talk themselves out of greatness to a certain extent, you know? And there's an aspect of doubt a lot of people don't talk about. And I think it's escapism to a certain extent, but it's the blame game. So instead of someone acknowledging that they're just doubtful and they don't have the confidence in themselves to do what they feel they should be doing, they blame an external situation. You get what I'm saying? So when we're dealing with the habit of doubt, I think one of the first things to do is to stop blaming everything and everyone for your current situation. And there are instances, don't get it wrong, there are instances where external things play a factor in your situation. But at some point, we have to take responsibility, accountability for our lot in life, for our situation and the actions that we do. Now, with this habit of doubt, human beings are habitual creatures, right? And one of the habits people have is they doubt themselves. They're very skillful and strong and talented at doubting themselves. They tell themselves all these type of stories of how things are not going to work out, how they don't have enough, talent or experience or whatever else, not to do a particular thing.
You see, when it comes to doubt, though, what if a people you find some most people ever try to blame the system for the mishaps that take place? Because as what I say, it's an external factor type of thing where most people, we know the system unjust already, and them not really do nothing for the youths, them not the people. Them. So it's like them some form of scapegoatism. And if it's not the system, then it's the devil. And that's how them create those.
Oh, no, that's the funny part with the devil aspect. Yeah, because that's the fight. It's just really, finish your argument, but it's really just escapism. We're just looking for something to put the blame on so I don't have to deal with it and I don't have to be responsible. That's all.
Yes, and that is a fact. A man do good, a God make him do it. Him do bad, and the devil make him do it. So him have already have a title for him doubt already. And for the title for him doubt is the devil, because the devil can get all of the blame instead of him. So when him shift it off of him now, then him realize him feel better, him think him feel better in it within himself. Or at least that's what him tell people. And it's the condition thing for you. Because most ones and ones condition for really think like that. As they say, a human being a creature is a habit. So habits can be learned and unlearned. So what the one thing we need for start is yo, unlearn some of them look bad traits where we feel like every single thing supposed to be external. We're not placing emphasis on the internal. And that's one of the things that we really are liquid down and make we get through so much bad habit, like even doubt fire. You know how much killings itself going up a doubt, and doubt cause doubt lead to insecurity. And the insecurity where doubt lead to now, it just end up make the people them start questioning themselves. And when a man start questioning himself, it's like him externally, him want to be aggressive and put forward some brute force. So the brute force that him want to put forward to, it lead to murder. And at the same doubt it sparked from, enough people not going to see it the way they might feel like I built up aggression or just a regular ongoing thing. But at the same doubt, habits of doubt, him have, end up make all a man go kill all the next man to in a fire. Think about it, you know.
Thing called self-sabotage fire.
Crazy
that's,
fire.
That's what they call it, self-sabotage. You do things to, people are scared of going into different areas that they're not used to. So they'll do self-sabotage to make sure that they don't get into an area that they're uncomfortable. Faye, I want to show everybody one book real quick. This book here, it's called The Master Key. Actually found out the book from the one John Nine, so respect to John Nine, we give thanks to it. Same way, she was doing an interview one time and she shared with the audience The Master Key and Groundness from Walter Rodney. But The Master Key, now, like, they have all these self-help books, right? Like, you know, all these, this whole self-help culture. And I don't really want to call it a self-help book, but in regards to understanding psychology, mental discipline, fire, this book here, I recommend every single, this book has been tremendously beneficial to me, changing the habits that I have, changing habits that were, I don't want to call them bad habits, but changing habits that were detrimental to my progress, to switching them to things that are progressive. So Master Key, and respect to John Knight for that. It's Master Key by W.L.D. Lawrence. I'll put it in the description for ones.
Yeah, classic, right? Classic book. And it's a book where it shows you, say, they can unlock all of your true potential. But in order to unlock your true potential, you have to know who you are too. You got enough people.
You got to deal with yourself, you know. That's the aspect of the process. You really got to deal with yourself and kind of get down to some nitty-gritty to why you're doing certain things. All right. The next one, habit, right? I wanted to touch on is the habit of beating yourself up. People are very, and I'm telling you stuff that I have struggled with, you know, and these are things that I've been able to get better at, not fully conquer, you know, because we're still on the journey, but beating yourself up, being very hard on yourself. And I think that's a habit there that's also very detrimental to progress, because what happens now is that our society fuels a psychology of perfectionism. And with that perfectionism now, that prevents a lot of people from trying stuff, because in your mind is like, if I can't do it perfectly, I'm not going to do it, right? Then when you do stuff and it doesn't work out the way that you planned it to work out now, you know, you're kind of hard on yourself, this and that. And the approach that I've learned that works is that everything's just a learning experience, right? Anybody who's watching this YouTube channel for years knows I've tried numerous things in regards to different stuff. Some stuff works, some stuff don't work, you know, but the reason we try is to see what works and what's more beneficial in regards to getting the message across. And just with life, everything's a learning process. I think that if you approach things, I'm not telling you to go out there and do foolishness and get yourself in problems unnecessarily now, but you have to be, have the courage to try things, and you have to have the courage to follow your visions. Everybody, you know, it's wild. Everybody has all these thoughts in their heads, fire, right? But they just close them off, or they just ignore them. You know, whether it's an idea or something you should be doing, and they constantly ignore them. And I think the reason they ignore them is, one, the doubt and the fear, but also is that they've tried something before and then it didn't work out the way that they are, and they really just really beat themselves up, you know. So that's a habit I think people should really key in on and work on, where you're not so hard on yourself to the point where it stops you from doing stuff.
As a matter of fact, the whole habit of doubt and the habit of this perfection, when people are beat up themselves, them not really know the historical side of it, because the advertisement industry is an industry where most people overlook, and not even say just overlook, them not educated about it. In the 1800s, when the whole peer public relations start coming to play, and advertisement companies start finding new methods of reach out to people, them create the whole perception of perfection. See? And perfection, that aspect of perfection was not created like indirectly. It was created directly. So you would think that there would be 100% accuracy in a product, as well as the polar opposite end of it, where you would have seen 0% accuracy in our product and not like that product. So the product with 0% accuracy would have been imperfect, while the product with 100% accuracy towards your standard of living would have been 100% perfect. And through that now, trickle down to we in this modern neocolonial age, and that's how we get the whole concept of perfection, not realizing that this is just a habit, it's just a myth, and we need to overcome it, and we can't beat them ourselves because things are not done perfect. As long as your intention is right and the outcome is right towards what you are trying to achieve, then you're good enough. And that's one habit where I feel like the majority of human being fall upon, that even reach me more well too. I have to catch myself, you see me? So just, that is something where everybody needs to know, because check levels. Think about it. A football team train every day, fire. every single day. And them still can't go out there on the field and win every match. So all perfection for real fire. If you really sit down and think about it, we have to get over the whole advertisement thing that we put on to we and the agenda we them set for we. So we can't beat them ourselves for everything. The greatest thing is that we are putting utmost effort. And that is all it. It really mash up a whole heap of people, fire.
And fire, you go and give thanks for that. You go into the next thing I want to share in regards to the habit of being inconsistent. That needs to be changed to be a habit of being consistent. Now, I want to clarify it. A lot of people are consistent with the wrong habit, and they're inconsistent with things that would be beneficial. So what we have to do is make that swap. And I think one of the best ways to make that swap is you really have to find something to replace that thing. You know, so like I'm a man that used to drink. You get what I'm saying? But drinking now is like, it's a whole, drinking like a whole culture in regards to who you hang around, what you're doing. So I said, all right, then. It's hard for a man to just stop something. You need something to replace it. So I replaced the drinking with more. Because remember, when you're drinking, you're not really exercising, doing anything. You just dare, you just look out, you know? So I will replace it with things that were more beneficial in regards to pursuing my goals, working out more, learning new skills, you know? So it wasn't a thing that, all right, I just stopped that and I wasn't doing anything. I found something to replace it. But that habit of being inconsistent in regards to things that what we do, like I really dislike when people speak about New Year's resolutions, fire. You get what I'm saying? I don't like hearing it because it's a thing.
Biggest myth.
Yeah, it's a thing that, because what happens is it's just, we know it all the time. You have a lot of vigor, you have a lot of energy, you have a lot of fire for a particular thing, but that doesn't last. It dwindles away, you know, because for whatever reason you're doing it for, it is not enough to sustain you during the times you don't feel like doing it. But if you were to change it, and I think they rush into it, and that's why I tell people with this food thing, say, oh, just take it easy and, you know, try a couple of days with no meat or cut out certain things. There's some people that could go cold turkey, but very few people could do it. So most I don't recommend doing it, because what's going to happen is you're going to crash, and what you were doing before, you're going to do even harder than you were doing, you know, before you tried. So, but we need to have habits. We need to create habits, and you need a replacement. So the thing that you were consistent with, you need to become more and more inconsistent with that, and you need to be more consistent with the thing that you're trying to grow in. And another example would be, you know, there are a bunch of things, you know, there are a bunch of things I use for example, whether it's sleeping, whether it's working out, whether it's working at one of your crafts, whether it's working on a mindset, working on how you react to stuff. Every aspect is just the same formula to accomplish that thing. So we have to kill the habit of being consistent in the things that are detrimental and become inconsistent in those things and become consistent in things every day, just working on it every single day. Like every day you do foolishness, every day you got to do something progressive and something that's beneficial, you know?
A fuck's that. And then you have this next thing to wear, this major, major habit now where everybody have a flying to themselves. And this is a this is a real habit where we think need for discuss to, you know, because people lie to themselves about what they can do, when they can do it, how they are going to do it. And all of these things now, when you encapsulate them things, you know, it come like it does. Degrade we as human being. If we depend on a pedestal, we're going very, very low. Like one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves as human being in regards to health is that disease is running family. If we don't reason about that already upon the platform too. Disease is not running on a family. If you really sit down and check it for you, disease is what causes diseases. It's just built up of mucus within your structure or in specific places. So if we just have the eating habits with all of our family, the member them have, and we don't change them type of habits there, then we are going to do the same thing. And then I tell a lie to ourselves, say, this is running our family, so that's why we have it. But if we start get more realistic with ourselves, have some realistic expectations, then some great things can start happening for with fire. But this habit of lying to yourself, it a belittle with greatness fire, and it nah benefit with none at all. So if we not start do it, it a gonna lead to a detriment more and more and more. I swear.
And that leads into the next thing I was saying. So good, thanks for saying that. In regards to your expertise, right? Everyone's an expert, fire. Like we have a people have a habit of being an expert in the wrong thing. Every person on earth is an expert. So let's just keep that clear. I don't care whatever mental level you want to stay on. Every single human being on planet Earth is an expert at something.
Some of them are expert in a field.
All right. You know, but the thing now is that you need to become an expert in and something that's beneficial to you. And going back to what you would say, some people lie to themselves, but your majority of people not lying to them because they don't fully always what they're doing. You know, and that's why I tie into this expert thing because, all right, some people are expert in carrying news. Some people are expert in quitting. Some people are expert in hating, as they would, you know, people like that topic. Some people are experts in doubting themselves. Some people are experts in putting down themselves. Some people are experts in task avoidance. Some people are experts in other people's life. Right, I think that's the big thing right now,
and that seems to be a big one.
Yeah, that's a big one right now, where everyone knows what everyone else is doing, what their workout schedule is, what their relationship is, what their diet is. And what I do recommend is, and this is a crucial habit that's very beneficial and can change your life, right? I'm not trying to sound like no guru. I'm just sharing my life experience. That's what works. You have to change what you're expert in. You really do. You have to identify, like, what do I really know about, right? And some things that you analyze and see that, like, they're not very beneficial. They're superficial and they don't help me at all. All right, cool. That same energy, because this is the thing now, a person say, you know, how will I, how would I learn? Especially with food, they say it all the time, right? How would I learn? I say, well, you do spend a lot of time online. True, right? So you would change what you're focusing on. Instead of focusing on someone else's life or, you know, comedies and all these other things. I'm not saying, you know, don't take it out because you may need it for a little stress relief, but you need to minimize that and switch that time into finding out about recipes, finding about different foods that are beneficial and the health benefits of them. You know, finding out how to improve in your craft or, you know, this is another one. Where do I start? Right. Oh, I want to do something. Where do I start? The energy that you were putting in on other things, because sitting around doing nothing is energy.
Well, you put energy that is. You know, I tell you that. Because it's funny how they say that too. And it's like, we have so much habits where we don't even realize how we get them. Because we learn these bad habits over time that we end up thinking of them normal. And that's where the problem really lies, because it wasn't the real, real bad habit where human being have now. We have a bad habit of consuming negative things. And it'll lead towards with detriment for you. Because as they say, we don't tell you once you can't watch some comedy. You can't, we don't tell you, say you can't go watch something where get ease your mind off a certain stress. But when you live in these things, all the time, and you can tell me about the biggest celebrity gossip, and you can tell me about which celebrity I wear, which shoes, which new song the man, which two set of man I wear. And these people, we are telling me about negatively too, you know, because these are all negative remarks and negative comments, not no progressive. You can tell me about all of that. You spend so much time and investing and finding out how much, like me see this thing where enough people go online and I look for the net worth of Jay-Z, the net worth of whatever celebrity. So you can tell me, say, you can find time to look on the net worth of a man. But you don't have time to build your own net worth. Why you need to care how much money Jay-Z make? The money where Jay-Z make now have no impact on your life. It's not even like you look on it and say, no, so Jay-Z didn't make a $10 million. That motivate me because I want to make $1 million. You know? If they're not looking at it from the angle and they're just interested, they say, oh, how much Jay-Z you worth? Yo, all right, look at that house. Who live in that big mansion?
It's two aspects to that fire, I think.
It's crazy.
One aspect is that people look for the negativity in others to feel better about their situation, to know that they're not the only one suffering. The person that they worship or celebrity vibe that they're whatever is on is they have some, you get what I'm saying? It makes them feel more, I don't know, human in themselves, I guess, better about themselves. I don't know about this money thing with why you would do that. I don't know if they're trying to live through other people. I don't know what that's about. That's kind of weird in a sense. I know people do it still.
No, I feel like them want to find more validation towards the person, and the person net worth is where give them the validation to the person. Because if Jay-Z didn't make 500,000, then them couldn't have him as a star anymore.
Sure,
but
sure,
the fact
sure.
Say them go look on it and say him be all right, $1 billion or whatever. Then to them now, okay, you know, see, oh, rate them man because $1 billion them man they making and go up on the corner and talk.
But that's a next sickness in a capitalistic society where one's worth is based on whatever, I guess, finances they have, you know, because all money not good money, you know. So, but hey, anyone listening right now, fire. We did a video a while back on, not a while back, but last month on 7 Habits Every Black Man Should Practice. Yes, it was for the brothers, but it's universal. I mean, like anybody could utilize these things. I highly recommend. But I'll put the link in the description. I highly recommend that you check it out. And we do encourage you to change your habits, because you cannot change your life unless you change your habits. Everyone's looking for all these tricks, all these shortcuts, all these remedies, even with health, every powder, everybody want to know all this thing. Because right now, it cracked me up with the CMOS vibe. A man think you're going to eat Burger King all day and drink CMOS.
Anti-CMOS.
You know what I'm saying? It don't work like that. So we just encouraging everyone listening to really, you know, don't try to change everything at one time. But pick something specifically that you're not proud of or an aspect you want to kind of get rid of and start working on changing that. And instead of doing that thing, transfer that energy into something positive. And the less energy you give to the negative, the more energy you give to the positive. Before you know it, you'll be done with that habit. And once you conquer that, you can go to the next thing, you know?
And the next important thing to add to what I say, very, very important. You know, really, I'd look deep into what I say, but the addition is that we have to be careful of, well, we need to be aware of the sources of the bad habit. Because you see, if we're not aware of the sources of the bad habits, then it not get eradicated. Just hard like a man want to get,
yeah.
a man say, him say, I chop down a tree and them thing, then he might chop off a limb every time. A limb. The tree still stand up same way. When I encourage a man to chop down a tree, just, but that's how I use an example still. You see me, I say, it's going to remain the same because it's going to grow back and grow back. So it's like, we don't even focus on advertisements enough to know how things are marketed towards us. And the way they're marketed towards us, that's how we end up like things. So we might see a product and things that we never originally, and our brain think about it, we just like it naturally. No, there's something about that product where them use your whole neurological built up to make that product appeal towards you. And that is the same thing with them use in regards to building bad habits. You ever think about neuroscience and marketing merge? Think about them two things there, and you will start to the source of many of your problems to fire. Many of your problems and many of the bad habits that you have today. Careful of that.
Fire, we need to touch your reasoning really on financial bad habits, tell you the truth, because a lot of it is that. I always say that it's very hard to get your finances in order if you're insecure. Because insecure is the source of the bad spending, you know. But next reason, same way. Everyone listening, truly give thanks. Spending time here with Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. Seriously, if you get free time, make sure you check out the one Artarchi music there. Link in the description. Also support us at Conscious Tea for your cultural apparel. We give thanks anyway.